Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Amazingly, this battery has still lasted. This battery is pretty incredible. It's got more durability than the first thing because it's lasted about the fifth game. Not sponsored by Duracell. Right, Red News Podcast 261. Hello, everybody. I've got a love of the week, which is... I spent my misspent youth watching NY Hill Street Blues, obviously the precursor, then NYPD Blue, which I loved, but I missed episodes because I was a dirty stop out in those days. So I'd miss chunks of them and then rejoin it. And then Channel 4 just got arsey and never started showing it at proper times and then binned the last couple of series. So I thought, right, it's on one of the streaming, whatever they are. Why don't they just have one streaming giant? But I suppose you could say, why don't you just, I don't know. Right. And so I've watched it 271 episodes over the last 2 years when everyone's asleep. And I finished it last night. Dennis France, what a Don actor he is. Sipovich character. It ended the last series on a high, and I thought, a fist pump to myself going, yeah, that was worth that 2 years of giving up lots of series. Anyway, I also, this week, I thought I need a United Mojo cheer up because we're all so flat. There are positives, though, in this. I did think the signings, all of the new signings, I know we have said this before at some point, looking all right. Ugarte, De Ligt, Yoro, they're all looking okay. Xerxes, touch. And the space he finds. Dorgu looks good. So they have been in this shit show. You know, I did think that is... They've just entered, but they are, even in the flame form, all of them are doing all right, mm-hmm. You know. So I went back and watched United 4, Liverpool 3, and it cheered me up so much. I was literally buzzing my tits off, thinking that feels like years ago, but it was less than a year ago. And I was so happy watching it. And... you know, like, I know we've debated and I know Nick's fallen out with him. And I've cursed him and said he should be grabbing the shit games by the scruff of the neck. Bruno's goal in the league, you know, to where he chipped the goalie, where the game was just flat as anything. Cup, who lifts us? Bruno. Bruno's here, Bruno's there, Bruno's everywhere. I think, you know, we, in all the troubles we got, Bruno is not at the top of the priority. And I think we need to sometimes say, when you watch back games, the good moments of the last couple of years, cup final, who's the man who's digging you out? Who's the man who's putting in the performances? Yes, we want to see it against the likes of Ipswich, Southampton. Anyway, I'll protest today. I hope what it does, you know, there'll be people going, oh, what it does is it tells the wider world, even if it's a news segment on 30, none of us know what's going to happen with it during it, you know. We've done our bit for 20 years in the mag. We're supporting it. But if it goes on the news, people go, that irksome family, you know, what's it about? And then people will hear about the 66 quid disgrace because they're twinned with Ineos's going low, not high. So if people ask, what, they're charging kids 66 quid and it gets wider conversations, it does no harm. These are the sort of things. And if we moan incessantly for the last 5 or 6 podcasts, why, someone's doing something. So good luck the 58. And it might not be now with the season ticket prices, but look at the amount of tickets available today. Swathes of tickets available. Swaves, do you like Swaves. That word? Swaves, sorry. Oh, don't start with my no pronunciation. Jesus Christ. Swaves of tickets. So they can't sell them. So it's going to come sooner or later that they're going to bin that policy. So the more policy on them, the better.
Hello, Nathan. Obviously, the last few weeks, you know, when we've been playing the shitter games or, like, you know, and there's been lots of tickets for them. But it's mad that there's tickets for this one. Do you know what I mean? This is one of the top 5 games of the season, really, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
One of the big Premier League rivalries.
Hello, Ben.
So the fact that there's still tickets for this should show that they need to make some sort of change, don't they? But yeah.
So good luck. You know, like, we do our bit and then they're doing their bit and everyone on them. And if it just... oh, they're charging 66 quid to spread the word. A couple of things. Eric said after the league game against Liverpool in April last year, the potential in this squad is amazing, eh? He said it like that, but you just think, well. Right, I said the current malaise of United, 0-1 or 2-1 Bruno, 89th minute, Scabby, can't even have... more than one game of that superstition. You know, we all have a United... I thought, I'll run with that prediction for at least 3 games. Couldn't even do that. I thought, typically United, it showed up what we were at Sociedad. We started well. We actually dominated... you know, we controlled periods of that game. We did all right. But we don't get the second. And then you can just sense out of nothing, something's going to happen. It wasn't, for me, a penalty. And then, like, we're fearing we could have got done when the cross went in and Unana pushed it away, and he did make a save. But it's like, that is United. You know, you can win 2-0 and you can come here on Thursday, or you can draw 1-1, nearly have lost, and think anything could happen here.
Agreed, agreed. It's going to be interesting because, like I think it was put in the group the other day, wasn't it? Like, the way that Amorim was saying it, it wasn't like he was really focusing on the Europa League, which is mad. But, like, I'd be... I know that, like, I know it's a bit of contradictory, but to say... But today, I know it's a massive game, but I'd be tempted to rest players for Thursday.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, like, Bruno, like you're saying about Bruno, and like we, I think we mentioned just before we started, he'd never be happy about it. But he needs to be rested. He needs resting because, in the grand scheme of things, Thursday is infinitely bigger than today. Do you know what I mean?
I think it was Mark.
I'd absolutely love us to get to Bilbao, but that could be huge. I think it was mentioned on the pod that the lads did over there the other day. But that would be huge for the summer if we know that we've got Champions League next
year. It's a game changer.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, you know, that could, from where they're expecting, you know, like 4 million matters for 15th place to 14th place, you suddenly get a Champions League pun. You know, I don't know. Like, I watch the highlights of the Europa League, and, you know, like Rangers winning, that is a winnable tournament if we turn up. If we turn, you know, how are we doing?
What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's true. I'm with you, though. I think he should be resting a few players today. I'll give Collier a go today as well. But I've got a feeling, though, deep down, he's going to go strong again. I don't know why, but I've just got a feeling now, FA Cup, we're out of that now, you know, so that's one less competition, one less set of games to play, that he'll probably try and go as strong as possible for the remainder of the season now and see what happens, try and get a bit of continuity going.
Yeah, I just really don't want it to essentially be season over next Thursday. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to sit there today and watch us lose 4 or 5-0. But if it means that we've got a better chance on Thursday, then you'd sort of take it.
I would do. I'm with you. I think that we should be like maybe taking a hit on today. And it pains me to say that because obviously you always want United to win and always want United to do well. But the grander scheme of things, I don't want to go into next season like going coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, we could win this Europa League, and you don't have to be the best team anymore to win European competitions. The way this new sort of format, you could just scrape your way through.
With the mad stat that we're the only team in the 72 teams of the Europa and the Champions League that are unbeaten still.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa! So, see, positives. No, but it's a winnable tournament if we get our arse together. You know, like, and I do think, like, the Amorim, I'm just going to ask Aidan, an old friend, because I just asked his thoughts on it because I've not seen him in a while, is, like, taking an 18-man squad, I think, is a bit strange because you've got kids desperate. You know, just don't ever get that because... What if someone got injured or what if the bug went down? It was just bizarre. And some of his comments in the last couple of weeks, I just like rein it in a little bit. You're on TV. A good mate's been saying this for a while, but you're doing every interview possible. I still think he's a suave bastard. I'm not doubting him. But like when he said Unana was keeping the ball against Fulham because he sensed the team was tired. And I just thought... We've heard managers flap about.
They
talk rubbish, you know, like. But it goes back to Nathan's point. You know, he didn't want to come here mid-season, so he's not. And he's not had any breathing space. That breathing space I mentioned about Ollie. This man has just been plonked 9 games December, 8 games whatever January. Here you go. You're gonna. If you're lucky, you're gonna get 2 weeks to train these lot. And I say there are little bits of positives, but we sort of not need to play football for 3 months to see the end result of that, which is called a pre-season. Right, so where are you with United, Amorim?
I mean, whatever it is that's missing, whatever it is that's led to 10 years of, am I allowed to swear on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, right, of shite and underperformance, it seems to have very little to do with the manager. I mean, is there anything we haven't tried, Barney, in terms of different types of manager, different systems.
Sam Allardyce. Philosophy.
Sam, well, yeah, listen, we might find ourselves there.
He's in the crowd, as Pete Shaw said.
Yeah. So I think it's hard at this point to say, let's have a conversation about whether the manager's the right. I mean, he might not be.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But I think it's at this stage, they've got to be bigger fish to fry in terms of getting the culture right, in terms of getting the finances right, in terms of that's my view on the manager at this point.
Have you got any concerns with what you've seen in the last 6 weeks with the home form, or you just think this is a shit period, see it through?
It'd be hard not to have concerns given the way that we played. And if it doesn't work out, you'll look back on it, won't you, and say, the signs were there from the beginning, right? But equally speaking, this is also how things look at this point when a manager comes into a club that is in the state that we're in, right? This is what it looked like for Fergie, and this is, I imagine, we'll look back on and say it was all part of the process.
But no one's getting the 3 years. There are in my dark moments where I suddenly think, listening to what Nick's saying, listening to what others have said on the pod, that I think, oh, bloody hell, I can, in my weaker moments, I can see this unravelling, And like, oh, Jesus, I can see this getting scarily bad quite quickly.
But then compare it to, how much time Arsenal, who were playing today, Arteta, and I know that they've not managed to win the league, but he's been given time, and it's like I saw someone saying who's under the more pressure, is it him or is it Amrabat? Do you know what I mean? Because he's been there for years and years and still not managed it, but they're still in a better place now than when they first joined.
Our appetite, desire here is a key. I've said every pod for the last 2 months, the pressure eats managers. A manager won the FA Cup and was gone within 3 months, where other clubs would think that unthinkable. A manager won us 2 trophies in a year, and we knew that it was the logical conclusion to part ways. But you think, this club is like, I've said this before, but it's like, on Sky, that you can fast forward like 6, 12 and 30 speed. We're on about 12 speed ahead of other clubs who Newcastle are shit. People expect that.
Spurs are shit.
Because, and also the success we had. And also, as I say, the club treat us like shit. If they want to charge 66 quid for a kid, you've got to produce 66 quid football. Yeah. You can't produce like fucking National League levels of amateurish. And a lot of people are saying, not Nathan who goes west, but I had a couple of people say, I've went non-league, in the non-league days. And they said, the standard of football, was actually quite more entertaining than I'm seeing at United. And how damning is that?
Oh, yeah. Like yesterday I was at West Away at Cheadle, and I had more fun there yesterday than I've had at United in a long time. Do you know what I mean?
But I love, I'm getting, I know no one appreciates my, do you love Yoro enough to give him your last year? Rolo, sorry. That's a terrible, but I'm going to get it in every week until someone, you smile.
It's been that kind of season.
But it's like, Yoro, I like the look of Yoro. I think he could be outstanding. I'm getting carried away with Yoro.
I don't think they're bad players. No. I think you see it, you take someone like, even someone as dreadful as Anthony out of this team and put him in any other environment, and he's successful. There is something going on here. This is my point about the manager. There's something going on here that is beyond the players, that's beyond the manager. I don't know if I knew the answer. I'd tell them and we'd be successful, right?
Write in a letter like did to Fergie in '88. But it's like Ben said, it's such a strange. It's such a strange club at the moment, even more than we've ever had. Even when we were, we thought we were big and. It's just bigger than ever, but also like out of control.
How does this compare to 89?
They keep saying on the week in the week podcast, this the 80s was worse. No, sorry, this is worse than the 80s. No. I disagree with Paul on that. I didn't miss a game for 3 of those years, and I'm not saying that doesn't. It's not a, like.
You mean
oh, I'm
in
a big
of the quality of the football.
The football then was atrocious, the pitches were bog standard, but also the hatred and animosity on the terraces was almost fucking militant, that's why fanzines were created. Yeah. So I don't think, it feels that way in the turning moods and in the, and the sad faces coming in, but I do think that was nowhere. Yeah. But there are, it's like an echo to it, for it, and it's no good, you can't, But this is we've
but there was
more
money
about
then.
It. There was
then
money.
We were breaking transfer records in those but then, days. But that, this is.
But we were
today.
Pointing yeah. out.
That's in, been mentioned a few times. In the
and
last
we were pointing out in 2008 that the chickens will still come home to roost because of the glazers, because the interest payments. You know, eventually the golden goose, and we're here now because of the debt is manageable. You know, it's just nonsensical. You know, so I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yes. Good to see you, mate.
Predictions.
Enjoy the game. Predictions. I think the sensible thing to do is to prioritise Thursday's game over this. Having said that, we can't go losing 4-0 at home because that's hardly the best preparation for Thursday. I think, look, I don't want to be miserable or negative, but I can't see us getting better than a draw today.
But it's typically yeah. United. We've done better in these sort of games. Yeah. That we would, you know, like...
Yeah. Our record against Arsenal has been poor, though. Yeah. In the last few years. No, we beat him in the FA Cup, but I don't think we'll beat him.
Are we going through on Thursday?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, I think we will. Hopefully. I still think we will. Yeah. But then I thought we'd win the penalty shootout. All right, so yeah. Cheers, mate. Good Thanks for that. Thank you. Right, I've got a few quick ones before we meet Nick. A listener made the point, who bought the mag, and he was saying, we were messaging, and he was saying, I get the fanzines. And he said, I how many do you do now on an opening? And I said, oh, we did, because of the rain, but even on a good day. He said, oh, I thought you did 500. I said, that's sadly not in a million years. We did less than 80 on opening day with the rain, and that's why we need you. You know, like the hundreds listening, support the campaign in a month. You're the difference. You, the one person ordering, makes a difference. We're small. We're perfectly packaged. We don't want to be too big. We don't want to be anything more than we are, but we need it. We need you. Okay, right. I'll be gutted if we sell Manu. I think that was just posturing. He wants 180 grand a week. They'd probably settle for less. But I will say, when he's seen like the Rashford contract, 350, he's seen some of the other wages, wouldn't you then want to do that? And I know we need to move away from that.
But it's also, he's also seen players going abroad and having a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, enjoying their football.
I don't know who he's being linked with, but if you are being given the opportunity, like McTominay going to Napoli, like he must be loving life yeah. so much more now that he's taken that plunge.
And wouldn't we? And we miss him.
And well, yeah, we do. And but I think Maynard's probably looking at that, going, I want a bit of that. You could see him going yeah. to Milan or something like that. You know, fair play. And the way that the, you know, the Glazeronomics or whatever you call it. If they can cash in and get some money for him, it's pure profit. They're 100% going to do
will, it. I will feel sad. But I say, if it's going to be like we'll offer him 120, 130, how about every time Delo high fives, take 5,000 off Delo and give it to Manu? Because I don't want to see him. Tim Howard, yeah, he came out with wank views years ago. Older listeners will remember this. We had a swave?
Swave, yes.
Swave of players saying how great the owners were and echoing that line. So it was good that one got called out, but there was a time when we needed them that loads of former players and current players used to come out. Ken Barlow is 92. Fair fuck. Saw that on Gogglebox. And my hate of the week is I loved Cat Stevens. He's doing a gig. I thought, oh, I'd like to see that. He's doing it with Van Morrison and Neil Young. It was 135 quid standing at Hyde Park. I mean, there's a bloke who fights social injustice, and you think gigs, tickets and all that. And why is butter so hard to spread these days? It looks soft. You open a package and it's a fucking nightmare to spread toast. Right, any hates, Nathan?
No, not really. It's been
any loves?
Glorious weather.
Yeah, that's a proper yeah. look. The sun. It's, T-shirt.
Yeah, loves. March. Yesterday, it was just great. Great vibes. Positive vibes only.
Well, at what age can you say you can stop saying vibes? See, if I said vibes, you'd look at me oddly. You can get away with vibes.
Just
I can't.
About, just about.
Right, Ben. Hates and loves. We're doing loves because we've had enough negative.
Loves is the weather. Seeing you lot as always every match day. It's becoming the norm now, isn't it? Well, I will have one little moan now.
Yeah.
Should it when like boy bands and groups get back together, they always go, what's the reason? It goes, oh, it's the time is right and all this. Can't it's they funny. All just man up and say, oh, it's for the money, we're well, skin.
That, you know. Well, that monstrosity well, that Albert loved, payday. It was Busted versus McFly. Oh. And I just thought, putting both together. Jesus Christ, one is bad enough. Have they? Oh,
and they've
no.
done it again, so they've obviously looked at it and gone, we can make money again off this.
But going back to the 80s, what got us out of the hole was, you know, spending. Obviously, Fergie's canny genius and then the class of 92. But we'd buy the Paul Ince's, we'd buy the Rio Ferdinand's, we'd buy the Rooney's. You know, and that how long is that United? The player that will instantly get you out of a hole, not just the ones who build for the future. Harry Kane! Cough. Me and Nathan will fight about that after having a nice pint. Anyway, take care of everyone. Predictions?
1-1.
1-1. I'm going 1-1 too. Zayden?
2-1.
2-1.
We're going to lose 3-0.
Oh, fucking hell.
I just can't see. And, you know, like I say, I'd rather sit through us losing 3-0 than rest players and win on Thursday.
Well, I don't think it will. Sense Sebastian in the photos and that looks so good.
Oh, yeah, that's my hate of the week. Yeah, not being there.
Shane's still there. I think he's gone Euro away. Mad, he's spending weeks in these places now.
Why not?
You lucky bastard.
We don't know if you're going to have that next season, so why not?
Yeah. Exactly. No, don't be like Riaz. Jesus Christ. Drop the mic at the right at the very end. We'll never be in Europe ever again. Bloody hell.
We'll get a Euro away to Cardiff.
Riaz, come on. You're usually the positivity. Oh, for fuck's sake.
We'll make up with a pre-season friendly money-making one.
Protest the Glazers. Keep it forefront. Well done, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Be careful. Hello. Right, I'm joined by Nick now because he was late. Were you late?
Fine.
You had an all-dayer in Cork yesterday. First plane in.
Yes.
Last plane out.
Yeah, it was great.
Just taking your missus and going drinking Guinness all day.
Pretty much, yeah. Beamish and
for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was quite nice actually. I recommend it. I've seen this thing on Instagram. It was extreme day trips. So I thought, well, instead of going to like York for the day or something like that, which is what we were initially thinking, I thought, cost the same on a train as it does on a plane to Cork, so why not go to Ireland and go and have the real thing over there first?
The things the youngsters think
of
these
days.
We've got no kids,
so might as well go and live a bit, you know, but accommodation's expensive.
You're saying that's where kids don't live?
No, you don't. You don't live, Barney. You didn't come to Bucharest for a start, and I'm still mad at you.
I know, I didn't go Sociedad. Unfortunately, there's a thing called responsibilities that suddenly enter your life, and it's bloody horrible.
I don't have that yet, but I recommend it. I like Cork. It was lovely. I thought the Irish were very friendly.
Nice pints of Guinness served.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Although I did get chatting to this guy from Cork, and he was like, I don't drink Guinness in Cork. I said, why? Because it's too watery for me. He said, if I go to Dublin, I'll have it there. But he said, if I'm in Cork, I only drink Murphy's because it actually tastes of something. Is what he said to
me. Controversy said Murphy's is better. Or was it Beamish is better than Guinness?
No, he said Murphy's is better. Beamish is all right, yeah.
They're
all very similar, aren't they? But there's a bit more flavour. The guy was right. It was a bit more flavourful with the Murphys, but it was nice. It's just good to just have a little bit of a stroll around. It's only small.
Another few minutes not talking Manchester United to delay the inevitable. Can you stop picking on the way I say things? I get a phobia. No. I say Garnaccio properly.
You don't. It's Garnaccio. Garnaccio. Did you ever do phonics at school?
No, clearly not.
No, clearly not, no.
What was I going to say? My attitude is still, I forgot to say, my zen is still expect nothing, expect 17 defeats or whatever, 13 defeats for the rest of the season. Say anything's a bonus. I know it's sad to just have that acceptance. And who knows, maybe we can scab a cup like we scabbed a cup. And then until that's over, and then as you said, it will get horrible. But I'm just of the mindset, I don't want to be cursing. And the sun is out, you know, like I'm not going to let it get to me like it did at Christmas. So,
sorry to maybe bring the mood down a little bit then, but on the last one from San Sebastian, Paul was saying we're not going to do any negativity from it because we've got a 1-1 draw in Europe. But I think that is a cause for concern because we know how bad we are at Old Trafford. I don't see us going through next week, and I just see this season really limpering out. And when you're playing Arsenal at home today, you should be really excited and up for it, being one of the biggest fixtures on the calendar of the year, isn't it? And it just means nothing for both teams. It may be slightly for them to make sure they can get Champions League, but other than that, it really doesn't mean a whole heap, does it? So I can see this being a very sleepy game and us just sort of meandering around and Arsenal winning it 1-0, really.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of the weirdest seasons I can recall. And that's where the 80s talk is. It's one of the weirdest seasons. It's not one of the worst seasons I've seen. But even in the worst seasons, you had drama. And you did have fight and you did have something might happen. And it's like there's a predictability in them not scoring that you don't, you know, then you could have a Norm and a Thunderbolt. We don't, you know, like Bruno Park, we don't shoot. We try and, I don't know what we try and do when we go forward sometimes. I really don't, like, you know, what we're looking better defensively. Again, that's a positive. But offensively, it is offensive. That's just, it's like, you know, I didn't plan that. I didn't have that written down. Yeah, I don't know.
At least you're not shouting at me for my assault and hammering last week. I was very angry last week.
It almost had me, like, not doubting him, but just thinking, oh, this could all... I know, you were all in for the FA Cup, weren't you? So, like, when that gets taken away from you immediately after a match,
I just thought we were going to Wembley again. I had it in my head. I was convinced, and you see all the other teams getting knocked out, and you think, well, you've already beaten Arsenal away, you know, penalties and things, and, you know, you see Liverpool crashing out, and you think...
Well, you see the teams left in.
You know, just
but that it doesn't that perfectly. You know, I was ranting on why Lindelof, and I know Lindelof took against Brighton in the thing, but it doesn't ultimately. You know, unless you take your chances, unless you're better than what we are, then now teams like Fulham are on our level, and everyone fancies it against us. And even like the thing is, Sociedad are not a very good side. They look better when the last 15 minutes. But Sociedad will be coming on Thursday thinking, oh yes, we've got a chance here. And I just think, you know, like. Remember even, well, Barnsley, but we can sometimes just go 2-0 up and like, oh, I was worried about that and I'm not worried anymore. When was the last time that happened? Barnsley, probably, yeah. Which was when? September? A roll on going in the League Cup in the whatever, when the shit team's not in Europe going it? The first round. We'd be going in minus rounds in the League Cup this way. Anyway, have we said it all? We'll talk more after. No.
Yeah,
oh, come I
know, but I just feel really flat that's about it again today. The Premier League means nothing now, does it really? Apart from
it
Jim's
means
4
nothing
quid.
To me.
Just well, hopefully we finish higher up.
Well, then
up
that's
the
if ever there's a day to protest, 66, shove it up your arses. All right,
I'm
take
protesting
care.
Now. I'm holding a mic again.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, we're doing
but
our
I know.
Bit. We've done our bit. We toe in the water.
Grr.
All right. Take care. Oh, what did you think of today?
Oh, hello. No, don't.
No? All right. Okay. Right. Game done. Thanks, everyone who bought the mag. Dunk, Nathan, Nick for selling it. The protest. Keep going, Reds. But I actually enjoyed that from a low position. I had no hopes. I just thought, I want to see some decent football. Me and Nick were messaging during the bit before Bruno's goal going, this feels flat as a pancake. Then Bruno, who does it again? Bruno does it again. Bruno. Lifted. Suddenly there's a little bit of confidence growing. Suddenly you could feel like United approached the second half with, fucking hell, we've got nothing to lose today. We can have a bit. And there were a spell, 55 to 57 minutes, where the crossover, we played really good football. Then the challenge in the same area as the fucking McClair Winterburn. De Ligt gets involved and you can tell the whole team, we know when it's the reverse of it, but it was the opposite today, that it went when it goes, confidence rises, you can see a whole new United outlook. So like, I still, Nick said we'll lose this 2-1 and I still thought that. Now there's, again, like I said before the game, there are actual positives. Like, how good was Heaven again?
Yeah, he was
really good. And like really fucking up for it as well, like going out of position.
17, 18. Yeah, he was. He looks like he's been playing for years, doesn't it?
We had 5 or 6 shots in a half, not in a month. We had in the second half, we had 5 or 6. So like, now you've got to fucking do it on Thursday. But where we are, if we get half performances like this in the league games, I'll be well happy with that. Steve, for World Book Day, a teacher, a grown man, dressed up as Harry Potter and showed us the photo. Yes. But Arsenal were terrible. I mean, how bad were they? They were fucking... And I hate notifications popping up. You're trying to answer a call and then there's notifications. And then finally, I will say, Unana's still dodgy and he holds the ball so long. And I had a joke. That goalie could get handed a live grenade and he'd still fucking keep hold of it. Right, who wants to go? Nathan.
Jokes are meant to be funny.
I really laughed. He'd be get given a live grenade.
He picked that up as well in the game. He's like, I've got a joke for the podcast
awful,
later.
No, I thought... like you say, we had no expectations, did we? So, and I think that... The frustrating thing is, coming away from it, we should have won. Do you know what I mean? Like Hoyland had that chance. I missed the Bruno chance at the very end because I had to get out. But Yeah, Højlund had that chance. He should have just put his foot through it. We had chances to score and win it. So, you know, like, I'd never, like I say, I didn't have any expectations. So to come away from it feeling slightly disappointed with a draw says a lot, doesn't it? I think that Heaven was, he was class. Like I said, it looks like he's been playing for years and years. So that he looked good. I think I really like Mazwari. I think he's good. Even more respect the fact that he's doing fasting. It's Ramadan, and so the idea of him doing that with an empty stomach is even more. You know, like
last week as well. Yeah. To be fair, wasn't it?
So. I think Garnacho
had three good games.
Yeah, I think Eriksen looked good. I think everyone stepped up today. I think, you know, Garnacho put in the hard work. And it didn't really pay off for anything, but I thought he tried, didn't he? So that, yeah.
I've got a bit of sympathy for Højlund, because I know Nick made the point in the Premier League you don't get time. But I honestly understood, because he didn't realise, and I know you should, but I felt sorry for. I did.
Good strikers do that. You don't get time.
And he's not a good striker.
Yeah, I know. But even League One strikers know the fact to put the foot through the ball as soon as they get half the chance. You do, don't you? You're in the city. It was pretty much at the 6 yard line.
But the groans aren't going to help. Like
you can't help that. As soon as Onana had the ball, the whole crowd, you just felt it, didn't you? It wasn't helping him.
What did you make of today?
I thought it was excellent. Like I say, I went in it with low expectations. That's all right. So the fact that we came away with a result and could have won it, we're actually disappointed, then more than any of us could have asked for, really. It felt like a football match in a football atmosphere, first time in ages. You know, the roar of the crowd and getting behind them.
It was very different from first half to second half. Yeah. Like it was flat in the first half, but then second half it was a lot.
I think it's one of those games where the players lift us, and we've been saying, like, we need them to do it. And I know that the fist pumping and we're overdoing it, Bruno to the corner flag, but, like, has nothing. Like, seeds. We've just got to get some
fives from Dalot.
No, but I thought he did all right. But Nick,
well, Nathan said before, I think that everyone stepped up today. I thought Dalot was still poor. I still think he lets the side down massively.
Right at the end of the game, he absolutely
lashed
it.
You said you weren't going to appear on this.
I'm not playing. But he lashed it into Roll Z when he could have crossed it low.
But the Dalot thing was, when he did that little turn in the first half, and then it went out of play, and it's like he's, you know.
The problem is he's inconsistent. That's the problem. You don't know what you're going to get with Dalot, but late on, could have put it across the middle of the box. We could have nicked it.
What did you think today?
Today I thought we were better. For the first half was a bit flat, like everyone else has said. Second half we turned up a little bit and we looked like we were playing better. Højlund's got to get a goal. He's got to score. If Højlund doesn't score soon, I don't know when he's going to score. No. That's the problem.
I thought Xerxes did well. Listen, Nick sort of, I love his touch, and I know he's not. You know.
They're 16 or 17 points in front of us in the league. They're a miles better team, but we played pretty well.
I was concerned when Heaven came on for the second half. I was brilliant.
There is a line of thought, like, say the Glazers sell out, then Ineos get their shit together and don't go low, you know. That I'm trying to cling at anything. But we've got a lot of decent young players coming through. I think Yoro could... You know, like, I am getting carried away.
We got the spine of it, haven't we? But you look at Onana and think, again today.
No, but that's, we've got to sort out the goalie and the striker. Two most important positions. But then I don't agree with, you know, a groan at Onana. But
don't boo at me.
I don't agree with moaning and groaning at any player.
But I've never seen in all the years of United ever seen a goalie keep hold of it as long as he does. Because there were two times when the players, and that's got to affect the team, you know, so. Amorin's got to call that out.
Was it in the first half or the second half?
The first half.
There was a chance where he was going to boot it quickly, and we could have gotten the break, and he didn't get it away quite in time. But then just booted it anyway. Gave it straight back to him.
He seems to have a lack of awareness as to where people are. So then he's holding it and just looking round rather than
confidence. Cheers to Matt, who supported the Magan podcast. Nige, what's your view?
A what?
Today. Well, on the theory of evolution and the progression of evolution. Mankind in the last in the 21st century.
Right. I'll start with today then, shall I? Be shorter. I thought we were actually first half, whether how we went in at 1-0 up was unbelievable because we were just like outplayed. But over the whole 90 minutes, I think we created more than they did. Arsenal fanning about with it, didn't actually create too much. Whereas we were a bit more direct and we did well with what we created. Problem is, we're so shit in front of goal, we just can't finish things off. Whatever you say about Højlund, he should have just put his boot through that. Job done. Get it in. Just get it. Don't fanny it about with it.
I'm trying to just have a bit of... It is, but he will leave that pitch frustrated as fuck, like, oh, my chance, you know. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That was his chance, though, to become, not a legend, but almost like he would have remembered for years to come if he'd have put his boot through that and gone in the top corner, even the bottom corner, wherever it ends up. If that had been a goal.
He's just like lost confidence because
I don't think he's United standard, but he's better than this. Yeah. And his running went Europa when he's got more time to think, that's why he scores goals. Yeah. But he did a run of five goals in six games.
And I also think if a player's lacking in confidence, what's he more likely to do? Snatch at things. If he'd have snatched that, it probably ended up in the bottom corner. Yeah. It might have hit it cleanly, but it would have ended up in the bottom corner. And Dallo, everybody's... He gets a lot of stick, Dallo, but I don't think he's as bad as a lot of people make out. And again, just had this conversation with somebody else.
Nick's frothing. The birthday boy is frothing.
Just had the conversation with Kath. He's just piping up in the corner now.
He's piping up now.
He'd literally just run the ball out of play. It was just like the worst thing ever. And then 2 minutes later, he's banged in a brilliant cross into Højlund.
But that's what he is.
He is frustrating, but I don't think he's as bad as many people make out.
But I tell you what, like, as someone, I don't know if we covered this before, I forget, like, what's on this and not, but he never shirked. He must be fucked. He never gets injured. You know, I know he's... I don't want him... I'd love him as a Fergie squad player. Fucking hell. You know, Delo's won 5 titles. He never shirked. He's always available. You know, like, we know what he is. I know the high fives annoy me, but when loads have gone bottled it, he never has bottled it.
No, and I agree with that. And the thing is, though, from what we were saying about Rashford, and we were sat in Bucharest having the same conversation when we were going, well, you know, whatever Amarin has always asked of him is, all he said to him is, all you need to do is work hard, turn up, have the right attitude. And Dallo does have all of those attributes. He's fit and available. He's never injured. He always tries. Yeah. And no one ever sits there and goes, oh, God, Dallo's so lazy. No one ever says that. No. He's just not very good.
Enough for Man United?
No, but where we are now. And where are we now?
What you said before about Højlund, you're saying, oh, well, that's missing my chance. I think it's the other way around because he's not been getting any. He's not been even having a shot. And it's like that's actually been something where he's had a clear-cut opportunity for the first time in what feels like months, what probably has been months. But you've got to look at the positives that at least he was in a situation to try and do something for a change. I think, and you know me, I'm not Amarin's biggest fan, and I sat here, obviously, literally this time last week with Nathan, and I went on a big rant about it. But I've got to say, over the last 2 games, including Sociedad on Thursday and today, we have been creating chances. We created chances. Yeah. There were half chances on Thursday night. But you can start to see where we've been getting a little bit more there, that we just are, almost feel like we are missing a focal point.
But you
really,
said today, we've seen a proper half of football.
I literally said to you, like, you know, well, half time we moaned about Dallo, and then in the second half, I sat there going, God, we've actually just played some football again and again. We had chances, the Mazraoui one, and we talked about the Højlund one, the Bruno one, there was more. You can feel that it is coming, and considering that there must be some.
Whoa!
I feel like there is something.
Where's the doom and gloom from a week ago?
It's
your birthday, and
I've
been crying if I want to.
I will be happy if I want to be. Have I mentioned it's my birthday?
You didn't see the messages
in the first half, Nigel, because they were not very nice in the first half.
They have been positive, but because it's been so gloomy, we're sort of forgetting.
Today was up there. It was very similar to Anfield, the way I felt, in a way. Like, we were in the game.
But do you remember when Amarin started, we were actually And it was becoming obvious we were trying to put the low in all the time, like in the crossfield ball. We haven't done that in a while, but I actually think offensively he's better, he's less offensive than defensively.
Oh, Dallow is offensive, but not in the kind of way you're describing it.
We've got to stop them. We can't give the ball away.
But anyway,
for now.
But there was a lot of positives out there. There was a lot of very good performances. Nathan mentioned Heaven was brilliant. He mentioned Mazraoui. I thought Mazraoui was probably my man of the match today. I thought he was brilliant, really, really was. He's better in that role than being at centre half. He's far better at that. I don't like him in the back three there because I just feel like he can actually play football, and I feel like he's much better if he's given license to go forward. He's probably not going to be Amarin's long term answer in that role, but I think that he's quite good in it. Casemiro again played well on Thursday night because the game's a lot slower. Arsenal play a bit similar to how Spanish teams do play as well. That's why Casemiro's had two very good games.
The man who had the ball the most. I really like Declan Rice. I thought even in a poor Arsenal before, he's drilling that and he's knackered. And I'd have loved him here. Odegaard was terrible.
I thought DeLitt had a good game today.
He's been all right though. Like he, in this shitstorm, DeLitt is not.
He's a solid player.
But he's up for it as well. He's not a big name who's come and thought, oh, I'm not up for this. He's said like. You know, he's got a reputation, and he's got a reputation to he's a big old junior.
People always go and say, don't they? We said it a few times between us. Oh, if you could only keep five players, who would you keep? He would probably be the first one that I would keep out of everybody. Like, absolutely.
But Odegaard at the Emirates destroyed us, and today he was non-existent. Now, was that us sitting back so much that we sort of nullified? I mean, that's an ongoing. Steve said, mark my words, we will win the league before this Arsenal side does, because the tippy tappy, you can think no, but it's like a predictable, it's mad, isn't it? But you can see why sometimes it comes off, but not that give a shit, but like
do you think that's also because Arsenal came for the peak along with City and Liverpool, though we were just too good, a bit like us with Barcelona in the Champions League, it was just bad timing.
There was a couple of Arsenal fans who kindly bought the mag earlier and said we are quite a frustrating watch. I mean, you can't, for all the modern football, and me and Nick have moaned about it during the first half, it's so boring, it's so takes so long. How long is the actual playing? And it's like
we were saying before, weren't we, that you probably see about 50 minutes worth of football. People moan, don't they? Not to make this all about the NFL again, but I will if I want to because it's my birthday. But people talk about the NFL, and the main reason why they don't like it is because it's too stop start. Football is my word.
Phil, what did you make?
Enjoyed it. Thought it was a very upbeat for a change. It's like first half, didn't gave the ball away a bit much, but second half we came out with a buzz. For, I don't know why, but we had them on the back foot. Probably should have won the game in the end. Disappointed we didn't, particularly the one at the end. So no, I'm positive today.
You're looking positively positive after late nights at San Sebastian. Well,
obviously the alcohol helped, didn't it?
But what was your latest night?
No, not too late this time. 3 o'clock latest.
Not too late. 3 o'clock.
That's early for us. Trust me, we'd had enough by then.
Have we got? Let's do hates of the week, and Nick's got a quiz question to end on. Hates of the week.
Instagrammers in fucking scoreboard. Honestly, all the game today, surrounded by people taking pictures of himself, not even watching the football anymore. I don't get it. Just crazy.
Someone got told off, didn't they, Simon?
Yeah.
Lack of hooks on the back of public toilet doors. Where do you put your coat? Like, I don't want to put it on a pissy floor.
That is such a hard. Everybody else is taking the weeks having a go at Duncan.
Can I tell? I went to Piccadilly toilets earlier. Oh, it's a grim. Where else? Anyway, I might have to edit this bit out, but there was toilet paper underneath the cubicle from the next cubicle, and then I saw a hand scramble it, and I felt like shouting, mate, take it out of the fucking holder. What are you doing scrambling on the floor for the? And I thought I'd need to leave this immediately. What is going on in the next cubicle that a hand was scrambling for paper?
It feels like three or four games in a row where we've attacked the Stretford end in the first half.
Oh, we're not doing football anymore. Nobody cares about football.
Nick doesn't want to talk about football on his phone.
All right. Hey, the week. Your pronunciation of Swaves.
He's picking on me on. He even said, "How do you pronounce?" Go on, say it.
So, because Doug Barney didn't have his pronunciation of Garnacho last week because he says Garnacho. So I said
during the game,
during the game. So I said to Barney, "Man, name me some common cinema snacks." And Barney looked at me and he was like, "Well, like you got popcorn, ice cream." I went, "No, but like there's one that's covered in cheese. What's that called?" He went, "Oh, nachos." I was like, "Oh, so you can say it then? You say Nacho."
How mean is that? During the game, he's picking on me again. Right.
My hate of the week is when you're on a plane, everyone just gets off usually row by row, don't they? But suddenly when you're on Ryanair, that goes out the fucking window and everyone goes, "I don't care if I'm on row 17 and you're on row 3. I'm getting off this plane before you. Let me go." You just have some decorum about it.
And it's, you know, like you've got a taxi and it's 10 minutes and people get up and it's like, what are you getting up for? You know, like, you've got 10 more minutes. Nige, do you have a hate of the week?
Say
apart
that again.
From me prodding this in your face. A hate of the week? Yeah,
there were Scouts guns winning in Paris when they should have got beat, apparently.
Well, they lose on Tuesday. Hate of the week?
Hate of the week is the fight that I've just seen on the bus on the way back.
That's no good. Hate of the week.
Or love not of the eating, week. Not eating enough good food in San Sebastian due to eating, drinking too much.
Or saying, Barney, you weren't in San Sebastian. I miss you. Right, now we've got a quiz question. Come on, Nick.
It wasn't my quiz question. I'm just trying to fact check the actual number.
You're telling where you're going. This is bad. I thought you had it ready.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
In your own time.
So there's, from the 2017 Europa League final, there are three players in the Man United
squad. You've
got to repeat
for the,
sorry,
for the older members of the
squad. From the 2017 Europa League final, there are three players in the current Man United squad. Can you name them?
Dilett.
The lips is
what you're looking at. No,
he played. That's what I said.
They've got it in seconds. And who's the third? R1.
That's one. Who's the other one?
No, they've got Onana and Dilett.
Oh, no. Yeah, and there's the third one.
Who's R1?
He's helping him out there, right? That was rapid, that. That's supposed to be hard. That was
the trick
question. Me and Nick took about an hour. Where were we going? Fucking hell.
Wait, what?
Maguire?
No?
Signed up.
Lindelof.
No, he's been there a while, but not that long.
And you can't count the celebrating, it's got to have played the game, not the one. Because we had about 23. We had about 23 celebrating off the pitch in crutches.
Let's put it this, because this is the one I got straight away. And then
Luke Shaw.
No,
he was injured.
Didn't play.
Obviously.
Some crutches with
Bally and Zlatan were injured, weren't they?
Yeah.
Bally.
Anybody else? Bally. Bally.
I really don't know.
Come on.
No,
no, he wasn't around that lot.
Who was here 8 years ago?
Not many.
They're still here now.
But is it really here now?
That's just Rashford.
Rashford.
I have to say, I think when the question was asked, he hadn't gone on loan. Anyway, on that note, glory, glory, Man United to the regiment. And for the man who's not going to appear, you've got to drive listening to your
to
own
Bristol
voice
tomorrow.
What's better,
listening to you,
your
Matt.
Voice or our voices?
I love your voices.
No one has ever said that. Cheers, lads.